Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue our discussion of supernatural means of divine guidance. Let's just review real quick and just remind ourselves that everybody receives divine guidance, not just Christians, that God is orchestrating the circumstances of everyone and everything. And we could extend that not just this earth, but the universe that he created, and on and on and on, and throughout all time. So we're not, don't want to get distracted by the whole guidance thing. The big distinction between believers and unbelievers, those who have been reborn in their spirit or have a dead spirit, is that those who have been re-spirited have the opportunity here on this earth to deal with their flesh, to deal with their soul's strength, to get our soul back into alignment with our spirit. Again, we are, whether we're dead in our spirit or alive in our spirit, we are spirit beings. So you're either a dead spirit being or a live spirit being. And we all have souls, and we live in bodies. Each one of us has a spirit, soul, and body. Some of us are alive in our spirit. Some of us are dead. Those who are dead in their spirit have no way of living their life here on this earth except through the strength of their soul. Those of us who are alive in our spirit, who have been re-spirited through belief in Jesus and being born again, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Spirit begets spirit, so we are reborn as spirit beings. But we still have the same soul. And that's where our problem is. The problem is not with our spirit. The problem is with our soul. And the same soul that you had the day before you became reborn is the soul you have the day after. Now, God will very often come in and make wonderful and sometimes dramatic changes, but he will continue to make changes over our life here on this earth as we cooperate with him. So that's the distinction between a spirit-born person and a non-spirit-born person. If you are dead in your spirit, you still don't have that resource, and you still must rely on your soul to get your needs met. Once you become a spirit-born person, your needs are met in the spirit, and your soul can start to be healed and realigned with that relationship with our spirit, where the needs of our soul are met through our spirit, which is aligned with God, receiving everything we need for life and godliness here on this earth from the Spirit of God, God himself directly. So that's the real big distinction. It's not about divine guidance itself, and in other words, who has access to it, but the big difference is we get to be working on our soul. We get to be getting healed. We get to be coming into that one single being, spirit, soul, and body. That's what Jesus prayed, Father, that they would be one as we are one. So we would, rather than, it's not about achieving anything or finding a purpose and doing something for God, glorifying him. No. God doesn't need our help with what he's doing. He's going to do it regardless. Now, fortunately, sometimes he likes to let us in on what he's doing. And we enjoy that, and we want that. We want to be part of what he's doing. God wants us to want him, and he wants us to want to know what he's doing. And this is part of the reason he puts us in situations where we need to know certain things or want to know. And this is where guidance comes in, is when we want to know, Lord, which is the right way to go? What is the right thing to do? How should I handle this situation? But it's not so we can do the right thing. It's so he can modify our soul, whether it's providing healing, correcting a belief, freeing us from things in our past, our present, our future, or whether it's freeing us from our flesh, the crutches that we are using to meet our needs instead of getting our needs met from God. That's basically what flesh is getting our needs met our way rather than God's way. And again, if you're not born again, you don't have that option. You are responsible then for getting your own needs met. Once you become a Christian, your needs are already met. And if you continue to try to meet your needs, you are going to run up against God. And this is where we want to recognize that the overriding importance, it's almost a technical skill that we must develop, is our ability to hear him, to recognize his presence, his direction, and be able to then discern and test and know how to act on it. Now, he knows exactly where you're at right now. There are some who have big decisions to make. Remember, you've already made that decision. In your spirit, you have already made that decision. And if you want to review, there's quite some time ago, we went through some great detail. I would suggest you go to the archives of this podcast, and it lays out for you exactly how you go about in a specific situation, and we'll be going through this in a little bit in more detail later. But for right now, if you need that instruction right now, it's in the archives, and I encourage you to go look for it. It's not that hard, and this is why we're doing this, is because we're trying to take out some of the stress in knowing God. Remember, it's God's idea for us to know him. He wants to be known. He wants to be heard. He wants to be understood. So it's his job to reveal himself, to make himself understood, to make himself clear. It's our job to be available, to be teachable, to be willing to change, to be willing to let go of our crutches, our control. And even that, God makes us able to do that. So this is about relationship. It's not about getting the right answer or hearing the right, what we want to hear, or having a revelation or building a ministry or anything like that. It's about relationship. So when we talk about divine guidance, and supernatural means of divine guidance, we're simply looking at another avenue that God speaks and reaches out to all of us So when we talk about the different avenues, like angels and signs and the different purposes for signs, the different kinds of signs, and even, you know, dreams and visions and revelations and any of those supernatural demonstrations, those don't just happen to Christians. They're happening all the time. Now, hopefully, we as Christians, as spirit-born beings, recognize them for what they are, a revelation of God, God making himself known. But just as often, and this very often comes in waves and is somewhat cultural and can be different other religions as well, there is a recognition of what many call the spirit realm. It's not the spirit realm, it's the supernatural realm, and that's an important distinction, but we don't want to get hung up on terminology other than to understand that just because you are not reborn in your spirit doesn't mean you don't have access to what's going on in the supernatural realm. This is where mediums and psychics and voodoo and witchcraft, this is all that's going on in that realm. It's available to everyone. Everyone who has a soul dwells in that supernatural or soulical realm. So all these, even these avenues of guidance, are available to those who are not born of the Spirit. Now, let's step back again. When, historically, time-wise now, at what point in time did it become possible for humankind to be reborn in spirit? At the resurrection. We were able then, once Jesus made the way for us to be born again, since then, we have had access, individuals have had access to being reborn, and therefore access to being a spirit being. Before then, it was way back to Adam and Eve, who were dwelling in the garden as spirit beings. They knew God after the Spirit. They knew each other after the Spirit. But when they died in their spirit, they then had to rely on the strength of their soul. And ever since then, up until the resurrection, mankind lived according to his soul. Now, I want you to stop and think about all the different miracles that were done, all the different signs and wonders and God revealing himself. Think about God revealing the details of the ark to Noah, the revelation of the Ten Commandments to Moses, all the different plans for war, for setting up a government, to David, King David, to the judges. Throughout the Old Testament specifically, there are so many examples of God revealing himself in one way or another in the supernatural realm. That was all the same thing that's available to non-believers now. Because think about it. They were not, though they were seeking God, they were not spirit. They were no King David, Solomon, all the people in the good guys and bad guys in the Old Testament. They're the same as unbelievers now. They can participate. They could participate, and unbelievers now can participate in what's going on in the supernatural realm. And they can know God to that degree. how he chooses to reveal himself. When we look at God revealed himself to Moses on the mountain, and he came down from the mountain, and his face was glowing. He was radiating from being in the presence of God. Over time, though, he lost that glow, that radiance, because there was no spirit within him to maintain that connection. So there's something, and this is where we want to be careful when we start saying who's a Christian and who isn't. And just because someone can do miracles doesn't mean they know God. Just because someone can raise someone from the dead doesn't mean they're a spirit being, doesn't mean they're born again. So we want to be real careful, and really, in a lot of ways, it's none of our business, saying who's a Christian and who isn't. For our sakes, we want to be able to go, I want to know God. Lord, is there anything keeping me from knowing you? And keep our focus on knowing God. There's always a further revelation he wants to share with us. But it's going to be on his terms. So this is where we want to balance our desire to understand the supernatural realm, but not get distracted by it. Because say you become, you know, however you want to describe being an expert in the supernatural realm. You know, what did Paul say? I can do all things. I can, you know, raise people from the dead. I can, you know, speak wonderful words of wisdom, and I have all knowledge of all men. And yet, I don't have that love of God. Now, that was how he expressed it. We each have our own way of expressing it. But being able to move in the supernatural realm and exercise supernatural gifts does not necessarily mean you are born again. And all we need to do is look back at the Old Testament, because nobody in the Old Testament was born again. The first Christian could not be here on this earth until after the resurrection, because that's when Jesus made the way. That's when all sin was forgiven, and we could then come boldly before the throne of God. So until then, between Adam and his resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, all miracles were done to non-believers, to non-Christians, to non-spirit beings. So we want to be aware of hearing his voice when he speaks and is teaching us about the supernatural realm. And why we're going to spend this little time on it is because this is one of the areas we get fear. We don't want to be deceived. And rightfully so. We don't want to be deceived. But it's God who will keep us from deception. You can't keep yourself from deception. Only God can. And remember, if you are born again, your spirit is free from deception. Our problem is our soul. So understanding that the supernatural realm, this also goes back to where we have authority. As spirit beings, we have authority over the supernatural realm. And God wants us to learn how to exercise authority over the supernatural realm. Now, timing's important. This may not be something God wants to talk to you about now. He may have you not want to be distracted by this and want to talk to you about something totally different. So it's important to be asking God, Lord, you know, I want to be working on what you want to be working on. But also, if there's an interest, that interest is coming from God. It's a process. And we don't want to put too much weight on what he's teaching us in any given area, any given time. He may give you fresh revelation about certain things in the supernatural realm. Don't be thinking, okay, that means you have to go out and teach the world, or you need to start a ministry, or you need to write a book. A lot of times, God just shares stuff with us, so we'll know it, or because he's excited about it. So one of the things he wants to teach us is how to keep our mouth shut, how to keep secrets. Now, there's a lot of things that previous generations have learned and have not been passed down. And so we are relearning things from square one, generation to generation. And obviously, God knows that. Sometimes he accelerates our education for his purpose. Sometimes he slows it down for his purpose. But it's always for our good. So don't worry about needing to catch up to a certain level in order to be able to participate in what God has planned for you. He will have you ready for whatever tomorrow holds. That's his job. And in your spirit, you're not only ready for tomorrow, but you're ready for next year, 10 years from now. You're already ready for whatever he has next after you pass out of this earth. So hopefully that'll alleviate some concern, some fear we might have about embracing our authority over the supernatural realm. And it's not just for divine guidance, but this is where most of us start. So we talked last week about the supernatural means of divine guidance being just another aspect of how he makes it plain and clear to us, to our soul, that he is guiding us. He's still guiding us, whether he does it through supernatural means or not. But this is one of the ways is through the supernatural and making himself known through supernatural means. So we started talking about angels. Angels are supernatural beings. They have a soul. We're created by God to minister to us in a variety of ways. And there's been so many books, and there's so much information out there, some of it real good, some of it misleading and deceptive. Don't worry about it. If God wants to start teaching you about it, great. Just start from square one. Bring what you believe and what you know, what you think you know, what you've read, what you've been taught. Bring it all to God. Put it all out on the table. Let him talk to you about it. He's going to do a much better job than you trying to figure it out. So both angels and demons have to abide by the same authority that governs the supernatural realm. They are both under the authority of spirit beings. Okay, both angels and demons have to follow the law, the rules that are in effect in the supernatural realm. Now, there are two categories of beings that have authority over the supernatural realm. And those are spirit beings and us. Again, you're a living spirit being. Now, there's also dead spirit beings. Now, they have authority, but they have no way of using that authority if they're dead in their spirit. But you and I, as living spirit beings, have authority, and then, of course, God does. And in effect, we could almost say we're one and the same because we are in him, in our spirit. But it helps to separate that just as God exercises, has absolute authority and exercises absolute authority, so we are learning to do the same in our spirit. But we begin to understand that both angels and demons, they're just two categories of beings. Both do what God created them to do. Angels minister to us, and demons minister against us. And we were last talking about how God needs both. God uses both the good and the bad. We think, well, the whole goal is to get rid of all the demons. So everything will be fine. But God needs in our lives to bring us to oneness, to reveal our need for him, to bring healing in our lives. They are just beings. They are not anything to be afraid of. Now, we'll talk about how, you know, their power. They do have, both angels and demons have varying levels of power, and we have respect, and we understand their strengths and their positions and their relationship with us. But it's out of that place of having authority over them. Think about when you are exposed to a bacteria. Maybe you've been out in the garden and you come inside and you wash your hands. And maybe you have a cut and you understand you need to put some soap on it to wash the bacteria out. You're recognizing that you have the authority to get rid of, to kill the bacteria before it gets a foothold in that cut. And you do it. You're not afraid of the bacteria. I'm never going to go out in the back and work in the dirt or work in any place where I might get cut and might be exposed to bacteria. You take on that challenge in life because you know how to deal with it. And that's all we're looking for in learning to understand the relationship of angels and demons to us as spirit beings. Is we don't want to avoid the beings that are around us right now because we're afraid of them. And yet we don't want to be overly distracted by them that are already always around us because we understand we have authority over them. So angels have differing levels of skills, and demons as well, they have differing levels of skills, power, and assigned tasks. Their responsibilities determine their level and realm of authority in the supernatural realm, as well as their interaction with creation. Some of these interactions are perceivable by humans or impact the natural realm in some way. Other interactions, both demonic and angelic, occur in our lives every single day without our awareness. And that's where I want you to stop and think. Right now, God is moving in your circumstances. Right now, in the supernatural realm as well, there are angels and demons that are you are coming into contact in the supernatural realm without you even being aware of it. They are leading and guiding and ministering for you and to you and against you without you being aware of it. This is why we want to increase our awareness in case there are things God wants us to address with these beings. We want to be aware of what is really going on according to his plan and timetable. So we'll pick it up there next week, and we'll talk about some of the roles and the responsibilities angels have in our lives. Until then, if you want to get in touch with me, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.